Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to Misadventures of Nova X. Hope everybody had a good day today. Dodged those charges. Secured the bag. Took those meds. Mental health on fleek. I know I left off saying that I was going to start telling my journey. Starting in 94. So I guess I'll be a woman of my word and start you off there. August of 1994, Fort Deposit, Alabama. And I was kind of born and raised. At this time, I was making a transition from just being at home every day around my family, mainly my grandparents, grandmother, granddad, and other cousins that was my age. I was about to start kindergarten. I remember like it was yesterday. My eldest sister, she was just graduating high school, about to go off to college. The middle sister, I think she was probably just starting high school herself. It was a big transition for me. My life as I know it had changed. I went from being the baby girl that got away with everything to like now I'm just riding the wave. When I started elementary school, I met a couple people, you know, some I still have contact with now to this day, and some I don't. There's no hard feelings against anyone. Just with time, you have to grow. And like they say, if you're not growing, you're dead inside. But I remember my sister, she dropped me off. My mom had like an old Chevy pickup truck. She took me in and she was like, go on in there. You going to school now, go on there. And I'm looking back at her like, I don't want to be around these motherfuckers. Yeah, my grandmother, she used to cuss a lot. So I knew those words and I knew when to say them and when not to say them. But I had my little sleeping mat. I went on in, I went. And my teacher, I remember Miss Fountain. Light skin, glasses, beautiful hair. I think she had like freckles or moles or something in her face. I really can't remember, but she was just as sweet. And she was like, come on in, baby. You're going to be all right. You're going to learn. So imagine going from sitting at home every day watching Days I've Live with Stefano, Young and the Restless, and it was another soap opera. I think it was called Another World or something. And every time that story came on, I would always get on my grandmother's glass table and I would just get up there and just sing the little theme song or whatever spinning around. And she would fuss and she would be like, Buzzard! Get your ass off that table now before you find out yourself. And my granddad would be like, leave that girl alone. Like, just being a child and having someone fuss at you because you know you're doing something you don't have any business. And then someone taking note for you because they're letting you be free. Those are like the best things that my grandparents could have ever done for me. But when I was in kindergarten, I met this one individual, and they are the reason why I am the way I am today. Just having that life experience of crossing paths with this individual, it allowed me to be honest with myself open-minded, and don't give a fuck about shit. And people, they will sit back and they'll probably be like, oh, what's she talking about? Who's she talking about? Or, oh, she's lying and this and this and that. I'm like, bitch, you lied on me long enough. So, have some receipts while I tell my own story. The true story. The raw story. The story that you probably wouldn't even think of creating.